Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is David Asplund, CEO of Lime Energy, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol LIME. That's Lime on NASDAQ. And Lime Energy is a provider of energy efficiency and renewable energy design solutions. Thanks for joining us today, David.
Thank you.
Great. Start off by talking to us about the completion of the energy efficient project in Bellevue.
For which one?
For the warehouse of Greenbaum.
The
showroom.
This was a good example of a retail outlet that where lighting is extremely important. And essentially what we do is in our lighting, energy efficient lighting upgrades, is we design, we engineer, and then actually install energy efficient lighting. And when we go in and do our engineering, you know, it's not really just counting light bulbs we are going in and doing an investment grade audit, looking at the lumens, the amount of power used, how the lights are directed, et cetera, and really put together a comprehensive design on how best to achieve what the customer is looking to do. We are product agnostic. In other words, we're not trying to stick our line of products into every customer's application, but rather utilize the best of breed technologies that are out there, whether that's T5 fluorescent lamps or LEDs. And then we do the engineering, we design the system, and we can utilize, and it's not just the lamps and the ballasts and the fixtures, but we look at daylight harvesting and utilize motion detect sensors so lights go on and off depending on whether people are in or out of the room. And then we do the actual installation. So it's a turnkey operation, and we have been doing this for really commercial and industrial applications across the country.
Thanks. And talk about your partnership with Nexus Lighting.
We have utilized their products in several of our applications, and we feel that they have a good line of products, and when it's appropriate, we're going to use them.
And the company operates in two segments, energy technology and energy efficiency services. Can you talk a little bit more about your two business segments and some of the uses and applications of your and obviously benefits of your products?
Absolutely. The energy services division is really our core competency. The energy technology division is a product that we own, a technology that we actually inherited when we took the predecessor company over 2.5 years ago. And that is a very unique proprietary technology for rooftop air conditioning units. Now, we have announced a couple of weeks ago that we are going to sell that division. And we're selling it so that we can, not because we don't believe in it, because we absolutely do, but what we have learned is that we're very, very good at service. We're not so good at owning, developing, and supporting technology. So we're going to sell that division, focus on our energy efficiency services, and yet we're going to continue to use that product in our, you know, selling it as part of our solution portfolio.
Okay, and talk a little bit about some of the market trends and how well positioned Lime is to capitalize.
Well, the market position, we focus on two distinct markets, the corporate and the government. In the corporate market, you know, now more than ever, companies are focused not how are we going to grow the company, but how am I going to reduce our costs. And our projects, our energy efficiency projects, are immediate, they're verifiable, and they're economical. I mean, some of the paybacks on the East and West Coast are 1 to 2 years on lighting projects. And here in the Midwest, where I am, where rates are lower and there's no rebates, they're more like 2 to 3 years. But companies, when they're really focused on saving money, lowering their operating costs, lowering their energy use, and ultimately lowering their environmental footprint, that is our That is our core competency, and business is strong there. The government, look, I mean, I don't need to tell anyone that how much money that the government is putting towards energy efficiency. And, you know, there's a good reason for it. These are not, this is not money that's going into bridges to nowhere or studying the mating habits of frogs. The return on taxpayer money on energy efficiency is defined. It's immediate. So not only will the taxpayers get immediate savings, but after the payback, those savings are recurring. So the government, we're very excited about the emphasis on energy efficiency. The government understands the same thing. And should the government actually put in some sort of cap-and-trade system on carbon emissions, then corporations, which heretofore have primarily focused on the return on investment, are now going to look at a broader measure of energy efficiency solutions that might have lower ROI but have higher carbon reduction. So we're very excited. We're well positioned, whether it be the corporate market, whether it be the government market. We work with the government through our ESCO partners. And the energy efficiency solutions that we focus on, being lighting, HVAC, weatherization, water, and renewable, that's how we define energy efficiency within existing buildings. The need for that is growing worldwide, really.
Certainly. And what makes Lime Energy unique from other players in the sector?
Well, first is the intellectual capital, expertise, experience, and referenceable customers. You know, we created Lime Energy back in the end of 2006 by basically putting together three companies over the last couple of years, each of which have 20 to 30 years experience in the industry. So even though Lime Energy is relatively new as a public company, we have, you know, almost 100 years of combined experience. The principals of this company and the senior management have put in billions of dollars of energy efficiency projects. So there's very few, it's unparalleled intellectual expertise and experience. We have a national platform. We have 14 offices across the United States, over 400 employees, so we can work with the Fortune 500 or the multi-site corporations on all their facilities, not just one. And then we can do multiple measures, not just lighting and HVAC, but the boilers, the chillers, the water, the weatherization. And the same thing goes with working with our ESCO partners for the government. The Division Applied Energy Management has been working with ESCOs for the last 21 years. So, and ESCOs go out and guarantee energy performance, and believe me, they're only going to hire a firm to execute these projects. They're only going to hire those firms that they have confidence in their engineering and installation capabilities.
Sure, and talk to us about your company's growth. Is this going to be primarily organic, or are you looking for M&A opportunities?
You know, we really have established our platform. We are not looking for acquisitions any longer. I mean, you know, we'd always be opportunistic, but we really have established the platform. So I would expect that that our growth will be all organic this year. Last year, we had a 47% increase in our organic growth in 2008. As I said, in 2009, I think the growth will be all organic. But, you know, it's a fragmented industry, so you never want to say never.
Sure, and can you walk us through some of your background and some of the background and experience of your current management team?
Yeah, my background is actually investment and investment banking. I've been doing, although I have a mechanical engineering degree from college, I was in the financial industry working with Lehman Brothers and Morgan Stanley and Bear Stearns. Then I started my own firm, and then joined this company in the beginning of 2006. And the predecessor company was a technology firm that was essentially failing. So we took that over, but we were absolutely convinced on the energy efficiency part of the business, the services business. And Dan Park joined the company in mid-06. Dan is the president of Lime Energy and really oversees the overall strategy as well as focuses on the direct sales. Dan started Park Industries in Southern California in the early 80s, built that up to be one of the largest lighting efficiency companies in the country, sold it to a utility, and then when his non-compete expired, restarted it in Southern California. So when Dan merged his firm into what is now Lime Energy, that was really the beginning of the company. So Dan's the president. John O'Rourke is the chief operating officer. John was the CEO of Applied Energy Management, which is what we acquired last summer. John, prior to joining AEM, was part of Duke Solutions ESCO, VP of engineering there. So John has 20 years experience in developing energy efficient projects and renewable energy, being mostly biomass, solar, and geothermal. Jeff Mistar is our chief financial officer, has 25 years experience in finance, going back to his days at First Chicago. So it is really quite a diverse skill set and senior management, and we feel it's a management that can really grow this company from a $57 million last year to really being a leading provider or the leading provider in the industry.
So what objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Growth and profitability.
Can you elaborate? No, that's a good short answer. And once again, joining us today is David Asplund, CEO of Lime Energy, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol LIME, currently trading at $3.75 a share. And before we conclude, David, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Lime as a long-term investment opportunity?
Well, you know, it's this is a significant multi-billion-dollar market opportunity that we're facing between both the corporate and the government. An investment in Lime Energy is the ability to invest in clean technology without the associated technology risk. I mean, we are the brick and mortar of the clean tech business. We have an established national footprint with extensive breadth of service offerings. We have a scalable infrastructure to drive strong, profitable growth. We have a large growing base of corporate and industrial customers, as well as ESCO partners. We have repeat customer business because they're getting recurring dollar savings from Lime. And we have a clear path to profitability, as was demonstrated in the fourth quarter. So insiders have invested a significant amount of money in the company as early as last November. Five senior managers and three directors bought additional stock. So to me, what insiders are doing with their own money is a pretty good indicator of how they feel the future of the business is.
Great. And thanks for updating us and taking the time to speak to our investors today, David.
You bet. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Thanks.